Great to be here. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? God is good. God is what? Good. All the time. He certainly is. Diane and I were blessed to see the goodness of God last weekend that worked in my siblings and I got together for the first time ever, except for weddings and funerals. My youngest brother is 52 and my oldest brother is 77. So it's been a while since we've been together. And there'd been some, you know, some wedges put in there. There'd been some stuff that had taken place. There needed to be some healing in my family. And praise God, last weekend was filled with His love, laughter, and healing. So we praise Him for that. Psalm 34:8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for Your gift of salvation through Your Son's shed blood on the cross at Calvary. We thank You for the opportunity today to remember that and to celebrate that in our lives. We pray, Lord, that You would create in us clean hearts as we come into Your throne room of grace and clear the worldly distractions from our minds, as there are so many happenings out there in the world. And we pray that You would prepare us to sit at Your feet and to hear what Your Spirit is saying to each and every one of our hearts as we sit in Your throne room and hear from You. So we thank You for this opportunity. May You be glorified here today in Jesus' name. Amen. So in this psalm, David is inviting us not just to believe. I'm sorry if I keep rubbing my hands. It's because I hit the lottery. No, that's not true. I just still have some numbness. So this psalm, David is inviting us not just to believe that God is good, but to experience God's goodness. He says, taste and see. And sometimes as Christians, we find it easier to affirm the goodness of God when things are going well. And then when life takes a nosedive, that is when we can begin to question God's love for us and for us. So today we pray the Lord will minister to our hearts, something that He ministered to my heart a while back, on the character quality of God's attribute of good. Living water is that character quality. So can you remember the times when you were in need of water to drink? Sometimes we are so dry and parched we can't even swallow. We find it very hard to speak. We drink juice, we drink flavored drinks to try and quench our thirst. But I believe we all know that our body is craving water. Water is essential to our life. Water helps us to cleanse our bodies of waste and toxins. Without water, our bodies can start to dry up, and we begin to die. Water feeds our cells to rejuvenate us and to add that moisture back to our bodies. Rejuvenate, Terry, good word, huh? A few stats before we start. The human body is said to require 15.5 cups or 3.7 liters a day for men. It requires 11.5 cups or 2.7 liters of water a day for women. Water makes up 50 to 70% of our body weight. Our human body has thirst. Our spiritual soul also has thirst. The body was made to live on water. The soul was made to live on God. When the soul is without God, it is dry and thirsty. All men and women are born with that spiritual thirst in our soul. We're born into sin. There is a part of us that is more important to take care of than the body. The soul is that part of us that if we do not drink from the goodness, forgiveness, holiness, love, power, and greatness and wisdom of God, our souls will die of spiritual thirst. Everything that Jesus came to do and teach was aimed at providing the soul with nourishment that satisfies forever. Living water flows with words of eternal life, message of salvation, and truths about God and His kingdom. In John 4:24, the scripture says, "God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." So we need to receive Jesus as our Savior in order for us to worship in spirit and truth. Jesus' desire is to dispense Himself as our living water. Then Jesus would like to keep that river of spiritual water flowing in us and through us every day. He would love that. But sometimes that doesn't happen in our lives. It's all done. It doesn't happen because of what we don't do. God's grace and love come from a bottomless reservoir, his word. When we drink of the water he offers, we will never thirst, the Bible tells us. The river of life he offers flows with mercy, grace, peace, joy, understanding, and so much more. In Psalm 42:1, very familiar verse to all of us, it says, as the deer pants for the water, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Pretty good question. When shall I come and appear before God? This psalm speaks of where my heart was prior to me accepting Jesus as Savior. I had this thirst in my heart. I had no idea what it was for. But I finally came to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But I have also found that when I'm not spending time with Jesus in prayer and in his word, it isn't long before I find myself panting for that spiritual water. Let's turn to John 7 and look at verse 7, 37 and 38. It's the promise of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says on the last day, on verse 37, that day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Key word here to me is come. The Lord revealed it to my heart a while back. I was struggling with some things. I wasn't really spending time with the Lord. And through this time, he revealed to me, you got to come. You got to come to me. It's not just to receive salvation, but we need to come to him every day in prayer or in his word. He says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. First and foremost, Jesus doesn't just have water for our soul. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness and washing away of our sins. Amen. He is what our soul needs. After we come to him and receive him as Lord, 7:38 tells us out of our hearts will flow rivers of living water. How do we start those rivers flowing is the key. The Lord's desire is to keep the river flowing through us so that we can be the salt and light in this world and that we can exemplify who Jesus is in our lives. Living water is vital and essential to our soul. So folks, I wonder myself, how come I don't take these verses a little more seriously? But I wonder how serious we take Ephesians 6, 10 through 12, or 1 Peter 5, 8. Ephesians 6, 10 through 12 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of the age, and against spiritual hosts of the wicked in the heavenly places. We do spiritual battle every day, I believe. Boy, how Satan likes to, you want to spend time with the Lord? Now you got to go fix the car, or you got to go outside and rake the lawn, whatever. Satan uses some pretty interesting things that pull us away from the Lord. In verse 8 of 1 Peter chapter 5, he says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He would really like to take away our testimony or our witness of who Jesus Christ is in our life. And that's why we need that flow of living water in our lives every day. If we are not careful, the adversary will build a dam, just like a beaver, in our hearts. The enemy will slow down that river to a trickle if we're not careful. I believe he did it in my life. He'll turn back the flow of joy, peace, trust, comfort, and so much more that we can enjoy when the rivers of water are flowing in our lives. A familiar verse that we use at celebration of life or maybe funerals, whatever you want to call it, is Psalm 23:2. I wondered over the years why we use this just at funerals and the celebration of life. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Do you find that when you spend time with the Lord, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you, out of 1 Peter 5:7, that is when he will apply Psalm 23:2 to your heart? When you spend that quality time with him, he will remove the fear and anxiety and help you to lie down in those lush green pastures. And he will still the crashing waves and challenges of storms in our lives. He will lead us beside the still waters. But again, the key word is come. You need to come. God is good. Whenever we call upon the name of Jesus, it opens the spout for us to drink from the well of living water. Isaiah 12:3 says, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. So let's look at some ways that we activate the flow of living water in our lives. One of them is worship, like we just did. When we worship, I believe one of the best ways to start that river flowing is for us to worship the Lord, to praise and honor him for who he is, to sing to Jehovah. The word sing appears over 400 times in Scripture. Singing hymns and spiritual songs to the Lord helps us to enter into his presence. It'll bring us into that presence of God. Psalm 9, 1 and 2. David starts out. He says, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad to rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. That spoke to my heart because I believe it's a great scripture for us to start out with. That we want that river of water flowing in our lives. We should come before the Lord with praise, with our whole heart, with thanksgiving for the marvelous works that he's done in our lives, and be glad and rejoice in him for who he is in our lives. He is our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Psalm 100 is a favorite of mine. It's a song of praise for the Lord's faithfulness to his people, and he is so faithful to us. Psalm 101, David writes, I will sing of mercy and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praises to you. As we sing, the Holy Spirit begins to move, I believe. The fountain of living water is flowing. We begin to sense the overflow of living water in our hearts when we are spending that special time with him. And when we sing to him, hymns and spiritual songs, the words flow with so many gifts from God. His greatness, his mercy, his love, his compassion, his provision, his protection, his creation, his joy, his peace, and his gift of salvation. Those things remind me when I'm singing, they encourage my heart and they start those rivers of living water flowing in my life because of who Jesus is to me. So I would encourage you to sing and worship and dip into that well of living water. We are so blessed to be able to have that living water in our lives. And as we sing to him and about him, it encourages our heart, mind, soul, and strength to focus entirely and completely on him. Something I did about a month or so ago, we can call out to the Lord. And I did. I called out. Psalm 34:15 tells us the eyes of the Lord upon the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. And praise God, he heard my cry. There can be times when we are spending time with the Lord that there may be a blockage of that flow of living water in our lives. Even though we are spending time with him, there might be some situations that we need to clear up. There could be circumstances in our lives. Our minds could be filled with thoughts of fear, heartache, anxieties, and frustrations. Or we could have unconfessed sin that we need to deal with, and we feel unworthy to come before him at that time. So we need to take care of sin in our lives, and we need to, I always pray, and you heard me this morning. My prayer is when I come before him, I always pray that he would cleanse my heart and clear worldly distractions from my mind. Because I struggled for a long time with spending time with Jesus, but I'm thinking of everything else. I'm not thinking of what Jesus is, who Jesus is in my life. I'm I'm just, all of a sudden, I'm all over the place. But I started praying that prayer, and now when I come before him, I don't get those words. I get them. Satan loves it. He throws them in once in a while, but I don't get them anywhere near as much as I did. The Lord has been gracious to help remove worldly distractions from my mind. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them, and he delivers them from all their troubles. Refreshing living water comes from God's word, comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 9:6, familiar Christmas verse to us that we use at Christmas time. I don't know. I think Isaiah gives us five titles, solid titles, why it's good to call upon the name of Jesus and come to the well to drink. He's wonderful. He offers us the gift of salvation. He's our counselor. He's our wisdom. He's our knowledge. He's our understanding on how to live in such a crazy, chaotic world. He's a mighty God. He's our healer. He's our provider. He's our protector. He's our everlasting Father. He's always with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. My favorite, he's the Prince of Peace in my life. When I go before him and I'm truly spending time with the Lord, the peace of God just comes over me. And when I leave that time, I'm just rejoicing in the fact that I have a God who loves me and cares about my every aspect of life. Throughout Scripture, we see many people who called out to God: Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Daniel, David, just to name a few. There's nothing wrong. We're crying out to God. Sometimes I think, I know I did. It's like I thought, wow, why would I want to cry out? That's kind of crazy. But it's not. It's not. God is gracious to show you. It's not crazy. And so, oh, how I need that fountain of grace and mercy flowing in my life daily. This one, we all know this. We all know if we count our blessings, we will be reassured and strengthened in our faith on how much God does in our lives. But you know what? He loves to hear us praise him and thank him for his blessings upon our life. When we are unthankful or complain about life, I believe as Christians, we become dry and parched. Yeah. Seems like ingratitude and being unthankful to God is far too common today, even within our churches. Sometimes I feel like I'm in the desert with the Israelites because I'm whining and crying about what? Something silly. But when we begin to count our blessings, we discover that we have a gracious plenty. Psalm 97:12 says, "Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name." I believe counting our blessings will change our perspective from dwelling on what we think we lack to focusing on how much the Lord has blessed us with. When we become blinded from seeing and acknowledging our blessings from the Lord, I believe that is when the adversary will develop that dry and thirsty heart in our walk with the Lord. Sharing the goodness of the Lord with others is an effective and wonderful way for us to allow the rivers of living water to flow through us. A true spirit of thankfulness opens the gate of the Holy Spirit to minister and to quench our thirst. The flow of living water will encourage us in our faith to bring the joy of his salvation alive in our hearts. When I first became a new believer, I had a desire. I didn't know it at that time, but I must have had that desire for more of that living water to flow stronger in my walk with the Lord. I was a brand new Christian, didn't know a lot about the Lord. I continued to struggle with some deep-rooted weaknesses and vulnerabilities. A couple words for sin. I wanted victory over areas of my life, but consistently fell short. I didn't realize I was thirsty for more of that spiritual living water. I realized I couldn't overcome the trials in my life by my own strength, but I needed the strength of Jesus. I was beginning to see that I needed to have interaction with Jesus every day. Every day. Has it happened every day? No. But on those days, or maybe I might even go 3 or 4 days. But man, I'll tell you, by the end of 3 or 4 days, I'm thirsty. Jesus every day to start those rivers of water flowing in my heart. Anyways, I needed to take action. Folks, we sometimes, myself included, We sometimes give Satan so many little cracks to enter into our lives. And by not spending time with Jesus and not spending time in his word and drinking of that living water that he wants us to have, that opens that crack just a little, and that's really all Satan needs. I had to come. I had to take that action. I had to come to the water. I couldn't just expect that God was going to... When I first got saved, I thought I was golden. It's all over. I'm good. I'm cruising into heaven. I don't have to worry about anything. I'm not going to have any more problems in my life. I missed the verse on trials and temptations. But anyways, I have to come. We have to come. And I had to humble myself and draw from his word. I had to just humble myself before the Lord and recognize the fact that he's the teacher. He's the instructor. He's the one that can take me to where I need to be in my spiritual walk with him. I needed to drink from the fountain. I needed to drink from his word. I couldn't just leave it on the table, and I couldn't just bring it on Sunday morning. I have to drink from his word every day because it's a, what, personal relationship. It's what we got going here with the Lord, and so we need to dig into his word. God's grace, mercy, and love come from a bottomless reservoir, his word. It's a bottomless reservoir. So when we drink of the water Jesus offers, we will never thirst, as he said in the book of John. James 4:2 says, we have not because we ask not. Again, action. You know, if you're just kind of sitting at the table or sitting on the couch and expecting God to work in your life, he will, because he does, but he may not be working the way he would like to work in your life. Sometimes we need to ask. So let me venture towards finishing this up. In John 6:35, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. He who comes daily, I believe, needs to be in there. We'll never hunger or never thirst. We receive Jesus Christ as our Lord. He's faithful to forgive us all of our sins. I'm getting there. Sorry, jumped a little ahead. But I really believe it has to be a daily exercise that we spend with our Lord Jesus Christ in order to keep that river flowing. The more we intimately know him, the more instinctively we will trust him. And I believe that's so true. That is so true. It has become so true in my life. The more I intimately know him, the more instinctively I can trust him no matter what comes across my path. I can trust that God is there. He is with me. He's going to help me take care of it. And we can have victory over any challenge in our lives. It doesn't come by our strength, but by God's power. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is so good. So here's a few questions to ponder. Are you here today, parched and thirsty, looking to have that spiritual thirst of the soul quenched? I would encourage you to come to the living water of Jesus. He will cleanse you and make you whole. As believers, I got to ask, how many of us shower daily in the living water of God's word? Or, as believers, how many of us bathe ourselves in prayer daily? You know, Ephesians says, put on the whole armor of God. To put that whole armor on. And I believe it's a daily advice to put on that whole armor of God so that we can withstand the wiles of the adversary throughout the day. So are we bathing ourselves in prayer daily and allowing the living water to wash us and cleanse us and quench our thirst for the day? Or, as believers, are we showering or bathing daily with the living water? Or are we just, as I was at one time, just washing up in a damp cloth? It's so important for us to get into the Word of God. It's so important for us to spend time with Jesus. We need to remember the living water of Jesus will wash away our sins of bitterness, anger, and resentment. And he will replace it with forgiveness, joy, peace, and love in our hearts. So I would encourage you, every day, come, draw, and drink. There's a vast supply of crystal clear living water to quench your spiritual thirst. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time together. And we thank you, Lord, that we can have that river of life flowing through us, in us and through us, each and every day. But Lord, you require us to come and to spend time with you and to seek your wisdom and to seek your knowledge and to seek your understanding for our lives. So we pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us in that part of our walk with you, that you would encourage us each day to take the time to sit at your feet and to hear from your throne room of grace. So we thank you for your abundant love and grace and mercy in our lives, and we thank you for that river of living water in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.